From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a huge cache of Islamic State files gives details of the group's recruiting practices. Counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files that were allegedly stolen from Islamic State, and they're said to contain detailed personnel information about terrorist recruits. Britain's Sky News said it acquired the information from a disillusioned IS defector who told a reporter in Turkey he had stolen a memory stick from the head of Islamic State's internal security. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Dr. Dalia Yazbek-Ghanem is with the Carnegie Center in the Middle East.
These documents help identifying the structure, the know-how, the capacity building, but also the manpower of the Islamic State.
Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries, including 23 questions that Islamic State recruits must answer before they can be accepted as members of the extremist organization. A group that monitors violence in Syria says an Islamic State militant described as the group's military commander was seriously injured but not killed in an airstrike last week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday that Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen, was taken after the strike to the Islamic State stronghold in Raqqa, Syria, for treatment. U.S. officials thought that he had been killed by an airstrike near the northeastern town of al-Shadadi. This is VOA News. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S. coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook referred to Sleiman Daoud al-Bakr, also known as Abu Daoud, as Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. Cook said the suspect revealed details on IS chemical weapons facilities and production, as well as the people involved.
We're confident that the strikes that have been conducted have disrupted and degraded their chemical weapons capabilities. I'm not going to say that we've knocked it out in full, but we feel confident that we've made a difference with regard to that, and this information was very helpful in conducting these strikes.
The capture of the Islamic State operative by a U.S. expeditionary targeting force was reported earlier this month. His identity and role in the militant group's chemical weapons program was not disclosed until this week. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed fellow progressive leader Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. On the White House South Lawn, Mr. Obama said he and the Canadian leader had discussed many subjects, including the environment, the fight against the Islamic State, and cross-border controls.
We discussed how to move forward with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and today we also reaffirmed our determination to move ahead with an agreement to pre-clear travelers through Immigration and Customs.
Prime Minister Trudeau said that implementation of the recent Paris Climate Agreement is a top priority for both he and Mr. Obama.
Canada and the U.S. have committed to signing the agreement as soon as possible. We know that our international partners expect and indeed need leadership from us on this issue.
The 44-year-old Trudeau and his Liberal Party swept Canada's parliamentary election last October. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is needed to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council, that is, Ban said that such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect.
In the face of this disturbing trend across a number of our peacekeeping operations, it is imperative that our collective response is more effective.
The UN chief has pursued a zero-tolerance policy against such crimes for several years, but cases have continued to rise. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.